Well, the Boys State Basketball Championship Tournament got underway yesterday. In Class 1A action yesterday morning, West Hancock used a 13-0 run in the second quarter to take control as they opened up a third-quarter lead with a 7-0 run, and the Eagles rolled to a 67-51 win over IKM Manning in a Class 1A quarterfinal round game.
I thought they got a little tired, and second half, that's the reason we came out and did a little half-court press just to work their legs a little bit more. The tempo of the game, the guys kind of settled in with our style, our tempo, and got out and started running a little bit more. And it all starts on the defensive end. And we won this year because of our defense, not because of our offense.
That's West Hancock coach Brian Peterson. The Eagles are making their second straight trip to the tournament, and Peterson says that experience is an advantage. Senior guard Connor Sonius led West Hancock with 20 points. A Ben Wegner jumper with 6:48 remaining in the second quarter gave IKM Manning a 20-18 advantage, but that would be the Wolves' final lead of the game.
Just getting back on defense a few times, too, really hurt us early in the game, and that's when they were able to kind of get a double-figure lead. And then to start the second half, you know, they came out, and we always talk about the first 3 minutes of the second half being big, and they obviously won those 3 minutes.
That's IKM Manning coach Keith Wagner. Kyle Wagner led the Wolves with 15 points as they end their season with a mark of 22-3. Sophomore center Matt Fagan scored 19 points and grabbed 11 rebounds as Council Bluffs St. Albert ousted top-seeded Danville 69-46 in a 1A quarterfinal.
My teammates set me up with a lot of easy looks today. They were, you know, their defense was really aggressive. We knew that coming in. They did a great job of dishing the ball to me. It gave me some really easy looks.
That is Fagan as the Falcons take a 15-9 record into Thursday's 1A semifinals.
You know, for us, last three trips has been the hurdle for us, this quarterfinal hurdle. And they knocked it down pretty good today, and I was very pleased with the effort.
At St. Albert coach Dale Scott, Falcon senior Travis Miller said a tough regular season schedule had them prepared for the tournament. St. Albert shot 54% for the game and out-rebounded Danville 35-24. St. Albert moves on. Also in 1A play, Gladbrook Rhinebeck beat Jessup 67-48. South O'Brien topping Grandview Christian 46-32. A couple of Class 2A first-rounders yesterday saw Western Dubuque beat Osage 60-27 and Pella Christian downing Dyke New Hartford 59-52. Now, today's schedule includes six games as well, including a couple of 2A quarterfinals. Des Moines Christian playing Anamosa at 10:30 this morning, and that'll be followed by Kemper Catholic battling Western Christian at 12:15. Then the 3A quarterfinals get underway with MLC Floyd Valley facing two-time champion Dubuque Wallert. Sheraton will play Solon later this afternoon. Spirit Lake plays Cedar Rapids Xavier, and Pella will face Perry in the late game this evening in Des Moines. Three more NCAA automatic tournament spots have been clinched in men's college basketball. Second-seeded Iona beat top-seeded Monmouth 79-76 to win the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference tournament title and the NCAA tournament berth that goes with it. NC Wilmington won its first Colonial Athletic Association title in 10 years and earned a trip to the NCAA tournament as they got 20 points from Craig Ponder in an 80-73 overtime win over top-seeded Hofstra. Greg Pryor and Trey McLean each had 13 points, and top-seeded Chattanooga held on to defeat second-seeded East Tennessee State 73-67 to win the Southern Conference Championship and the automatic bid. Also in tournament play yesterday in the American East Conference semifinals, Vermont beat New Hampshire 63-56, Stony Brook over Hartford 80-64. In the Horizon League semifinals, Green Bay knocked off Valparaiso in overtime 99-92. It was Wright State over Oakland 59-55. Mid-American Conference first-round action saw Northern Illinois beat Western Michigan 56-50, Bowling Green over Kent State 70-69, Miami of Ohio beat Ball State 49-47, Eastern Michigan over Toledo 69-60. In the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference first round, Savannah State over Delaware State 63-58, Coppin State needed two overtimes to beat NCA&T 98-91. In the Summit League semifinals, North Dakota State beat IPFW 69-68, South Dakota State over Denver 54-53. In the West Coast Conference semifinals, St. Mary's defeated Pepperdine 81-66 and Gonzaga over Brigham Young 88-84. Well, several University of Iowa men's basketball players earned postseason recognition yesterday. Jared Utoff was named third-team All-America by USA Today, first-team All-Big Ten by the Big Ten Conference, CBS Sports, and the Associated Press, and one of five players named to the All-Big Ten defensive team selected by the league coaches. Utoff becomes the first Hawkeye since Andre Woolridge in 1997 to be a unanimous selection by the Big Ten coaches and media. This marks the third consecutive season an Iowa player has been selected first team all Big Ten. Devin Marble was honored in 2014 and Aaron White in 2015. The last time the Hawkeyes had first team all league honorees in three straight seasons was 1946 through 48. Peter Jock was recognized as a second-team All-Big Ten selection by the Big Ten coaches and the media, CBS Sports, and the Associated Press. After averaging 7 points a game a season ago, Jock surged 8.8 points this year, averaging 15.8 per contest. That improvement is tops among Big Ten players. Both Mike Gasell and Adam Woodbury were honorable mention all-conference honorees by the Big Ten media voters. Gasell was also recognized with the Big Ten Sportsmanship Award for Iowa men's basketball for the third straight season. Iowa will open up play in the Big Ten Conference Tournament on Thursday against either 12th-seeded Illinois or number 13-seed Minnesota. Game time is approximately 1:30 Central Time on Thursday afternoon. Well, the Big 12 Conference announced their annual awards over the weekend. Iowa State junior forward Deontay Burton was named the newcomer of the year, while senior forward George Niang was named a first-team selection. Junior point guard Monte Morris was named the second team. Fellow Cyclones Jameel McKay, Abdul Nader, and Matt Thomas were named honorable mention. The full list of honorees includes Buddy Hield of Oklahoma as the player of the year, Tubby Smith of Texas Tech, the coach of the year. Also among the notes, the first team all Big Ten selections, and in addition to George Niang, Perry Ellis of Kansas, Buddy Hield of Oklahoma, Isaiah Taylor of Texas, and Torian Prince of Baylor make up that first team squad. Well, Kansas holds on to the top spot in this week's Associated Press Men's College Basketball poll. The 27-4 Jayhawks earned 63 of the 65 first-place votes. Michigan State got the other two first-place votes, and they're number two, followed by Villanova, Virginia, Xavier, and Oklahoma. North Carolina, Oregon, West Virginia, and Indiana round out the top 10. Iowa's ranked 20th, and Iowa State is 21st in this week's poll. In football news, Iowa State linebacker Levi Peters won't play his senior season because of a number of foot and knee injuries. Peters, who started his career as a walk-on, made 9 starts last season and ranked 5th in the Big 12 with 3 forced fumbles. Peters had a pair of surgeries on his left knee before enrolling at Iowa State. Peters also had his left foot surgically repaired twice while with the Cyclones, and those combined with a torn Achilles tendon in his right foot have been too painful to recover from. Peters, a captain, told the team about his decision to retire on Monday. Peters is the second Iowa State linebacker to walk away this winter. Luke Knott left the team in February, also citing numerous injuries. Well, Peyton Manning has said goodbye to his pro football playing days. His voice cracked at times. The record-breaking quarterback said the time is right to end his 18-year NFL career, but he did admit that he will miss the game. Manning goes out with dozens of NFL records and 5 league MVP awards. 2 of Maria Sharapova's top sponsors have suspended ties with the Russian tennis star after she admitted failing a doping test. Sportswear giant Nike suspended its sponsorship, saying in a statement that it was saddened and surprised by the news. Swiss watch brand Tag Heuer says its deal with the Russian will not be renewed. Sharapova, a 5-time major winner, said she failed a test at the Australian Open in January for the banned substance Meldonium, a heart medication commonly sold in Eastern Europe. Meldonium was added to the banned list on January 1st. She's been taking the drug for 10 years. Sharapova could face a lengthy ban from the International Tennis Federation. And in baseball news, St. Louis shortstop Johnny Peralta injured his left thumb and could miss the first 2 months of the season. Cardinals general manager John Mozeliak said Peralta is expected to return to St. Louis for a second opinion of what he said may be a damaged ulnar collateral ligament. Peralta hurt his glove hand while fielding a ground ball during Saturday's exhibition game against Miami. Mozeliak said Peralta felt pain but wasn't too worried. Peralta didn't play on Sunday and left the Cardinals complex prior to Monday's game against the New York Mets. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.